Blog Talk Radio.
You took the fall, and you thought of me. You took.
above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all the world, and there's this world is never known. Above all wealth and treasures of this earth, there's a way to measure what you're worth.
Yeah, that was Marvin Sapp, Bishop Marvin Sapp, and above all, had to play that song twice because a lot of times we as Christians put everything else below him, and that should not be the case. We should put everything that is going through in our lives. We put everything above him, and we think that God can't do what he needs to do in our lives because we make things that are greater than us bigger than him. God said, if you make me your God, I will control all things. I will do all things. I will make a way out of no way. That's what he's asked, commanded us to do, is to put everything that we have to deal with at his feet. The Bible says that we should cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. And there have been too many times that I myself have personally dealt with things on my own, and I kept driving myself more crazier. But if I just put my worries and troubles at the feet of Jesus, he can take care of all things. I don't know nobody on planet Earth who's ever had a problem they dealt with on their own and they solved it. Why do we even worry ourselves, stress ourselves out, give us high blood pressure, make us physically sick because we don't give what we need to give to Jesus? And today I just want to give a testimony about what I've been going through the past couple of weeks about myself. Nobody else done this to me but me. So y'all know I have this disease with my kidneys. And I praise God for it. Not for the disease itself, but I praise God for the life that he's allowed me to live with the disease. See, God can let us be sick, but it's one thing to be sick and dying, and be sick and still have life in our blood, in our veins. Because I really wasn't afraid when I got diagnosed with this. I was kind of in shock. Doctor told me, very rare in African-American men above the age of 40. They're mostly doing Asian men. I mean, I might got some Asian blood in me. I don't know. But I wasn't afraid. I wasn't mad. I wasn't sad. I didn't cry. I said, you know what, God? You knew this before I was born. You knew this before the earth was formed and this has happened. So I praise you anyway. I had to change some things in my life. I had to eat right. I had to change some stuff. Not there yet, but praise God, not where I used to be. I got rid of my sodium intake. I got rid of a lot of sugar intake. I got rid of a lot of sodium intake. God is giving me life, and he's giving me life more abundantly, not just in the materialistic thing, but to breathe on my own, to see on my own, to walk on my own, walking with a limp for the past couple of weeks, but I'm still walking on my own without a walker or a cane. That's a blessing. And I thank God for that, for me to still have a place over my place to stay with a loop over my head and still have a vehicle to drive. Because it could have been a whole lot worse. I could have got put out in the street because I had nowhere else to stay. But God is so awesomely good. He is so awesomely wonderful that I cannot thank him enough for the things he has not already done for me, but for who he is in my life. So, yeah, I had to play that song twice. I went to the third time because above all issues, all our problems, all our circumstances, all our dilemmas, I can't thank God enough for the fact that he's allowed me to do what he has called me to do. I'm telling myself, known to myself out there by putting putting videos out, the sermons, haven't done that yet because of certain issues I have to deal with first. But not to be known to man per se, but to be exposed to the ministry. So I'm going to do what it takes to do. I'm not looking for a church to pastor. If God gives me that, that's fine too. Praise God for that. I'm not looking to be invited in order to preach. And if he does that too, praise God for that. But for just to let God know that I'm real with him and let him know that I want to do what I've been called to do. Because a lot of us out there, we have been called to do live things, not just preaching or teaching, but we have been called to do certain things in our lives that we are afraid to do. I have a very dear friend right now. She is doing what she's been called to do, and she's making a movement to what she has been called to do by God. And I told God, bless her 1,000 times more than she can imagine. Bless her so many ways that you just blow her mind forever. And she is doing that right now. So if she can do it, I know that I can do it. My only issue is I don't know where to begin right now. I have had people in my life to support me, but they're not going to bury my life because they have done their own thing and left me high and dry. But see, that's all good. That's all good. That showed me that I don't need people per se to help, to get help from. They can help me out, but I don't need them to say, you know, I need your help first. No, God is first in everything that we should do. Put God first. So I ask you right now to bless your people, Lord, to know that you are number one in their lives, and no matter what they are going through, Lord, you do it. You fix it. You heal it. No, stupid. You destroy the yoke that is from their lives, because broken things can be fixed. Remove stumbling blocks. Remove stumbling people out their life, out their way, God. Even that means friends and family. Sometimes the ones we love the most can be a stumbling block. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. I got family to this day who I don't talk to anymore because they're so negative. I love my family. Don't get me wrong, but there's some times that you have to cut the umbilical cord loose from them and do your own thing. I was told this other day, my same dear friend said, you have grown. You have moved out of your comfort zone. And I couldn't see that. I couldn't see it because I thought I'm still the same OG, but when I moved from state to state, it wasn't state per se. It was from state to state as far as learning new things, being in a different environment, trying to figure out how this works, how that works. And had I stayed back in Arkansas, I probably would not be as far as I am now today. But I have her to thank for, and I have God to thank for her too. See, through her life, she's grown. We both were joking the other night about if you had said certain things to both of us now, people have said back in the day, a few years ago, we would have got a different response. And that's so true, because I was told one thing from certain people, but now these same people told me the same thing, they would get checked. We have to grow up in God. Not that we don't like people or hate people per se, but we hate things that they do to us. That's just fuel for our fire. The three Hebrew boys said this. They said, we will not bow down to your king, but if God saves us, we will still worship him. Y'all know the story. They got thrown in a fire. I'm just lying there. They got thrown in fire first that heated seven times more over than it's supposed to be. And the ones who threw them in the fire, they got burned up. So we got to worry about our haters, because it'll come a day in time where our own haters will be burned up. Let them hate. You do what God calls you to do. You be faithful. You be obedient to him. Forget what other folks say. I'm like, cute, do your thing, girl. Forget what they're looking at. Do your thing, homie. Forget what they're looking at. Do what God called you to do. Simply for Daniel. That's my middle name. They threw him in the lion's den. He was eaten up by a bunch of hungry lions. The word says not one scratch was upon him. Why? Because God named him. God will send an angel on your behalf. And when the king sent his rescue, he said, David, are you still alive? This will trip me out about Daniel. Daniel, are you still alive? Daniel said, oh, king, live forever. What? You mean to tell me Daniel didn't have a pity party and say, you shouldn't threw me in here? Oh, I told you my God. No. He said, oh, king, live forever. Wow. And that people who snitched on him, the moms and daddies and the kids got thrown in the lion's den, and before they even hit the ground hard, the lions overtook them. Is that a word? It is now. Overtook them. Yes, it is. And overpower them. Forget your haters. Let God deal with your haters. I'm going to say something else. Thank you, Lord, for my mouth. forget your haters. He's still working on me. Don't hate. He's still working on me. I'm not perfect. I'm not near done until he calls me home. So I have a lot of work to do right now. But thanks to God, I'm not the person who I used to be. And you should thank God for that, too. But praise God that he has given us the power to trample over snakes and serpents, scorpions. What the word says. Why are you so timid about what God's called you to do? Why are you so timid about what people think about you? I lived my moment of life. I told her time and time again, I cannot worry about people not liking me. If I did, I'll be a straight jacket. But she don't see it like that. She don't see it that you should wear it. I said, no, Mama, I can't do that. I want a child of the Most High God. I want a child of the King. I ain't got time to worry about folks who don't care about me. I ain't got time to worry about people who didn't die for me. I ain't got time for this nonsense. They must be outside their mind. If they think I'm going to worry about what they say about me, I may be a little bit concerned, but it will not overtake my day. Because this is the day that God has made. I didn't make it. You didn't make it. Our enemies didn't make it. But the Lord made it. And I shall rejoice. There's no option in that. I'm going to give him my praise. I may be hurting physically. I may be in a financial strain. But God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So why should I let little things bother me? I just had a phone call this morning about a bill I got from the IRS last weekend, about a two-year bill that I owe money to. And I'm trying to figure out why I waited so long to give me this bill. And I should have had the bill up front, and I would have made payment plans. By this time, I would have had the money paid off. Or you had the money for my refund this year to put towards the bill. But no, that didn't happen. And I feel, in my carnal spirit, that I shouldn't have to pay this bill at all. So I had to call my lawyer. But you know what? It's good to have a lawyer on your side. So I got the best lawyer of all lawyers. I got the lawyer who made lawyers. I got King Jesus as my attorney. I have a good doctor. She's wonderful. But I have a doctor over her who made her. And he has never lost a patient. God is awesome, y'all. He is just wonderfully crazy, good, bad, and ugly at the same time. I'm listening to Marvin Sapp as we speak, and Marvin Sapp is reminding me that I am an overcomer. I know that God can win. I can win in Jesus. And that's what he wants us to be. He don't want us to be mediocre people. He don't want us to be mediocre Christians, timid Christians, punk Christians. He wants to be an overcomer. That's how he created us. This may not be a sermon or a teaching. Well, it is a teaching series, but it's not a sermon per se. But you know, I'll do it later on in the month. I'll preach later on in the month. But I just want to tell you from my mind, from my heart, for the past couple of weeks, that God is so awesome. Even with the pain I had in my body, it is a reminder that I'm still breathing. I can get out of this. Well, I won't say a bed, but a chair on my own. I can walk on my own. I don't have to have a system. It would be nice, but I ain't got to have it. But I just thank God for everything that he has done in my life. I don't know about y'all, but if anybody on the air who wants to come in and chime in and give your two cents about what God's done for you, please press number one, because I don't have things to say. Just hit number one on your keypad, keyboard, and I will chime you in. If not, it's all good. There are some things I am thankful for. I'm thankful for my heartache and my headache and my pain that I did to myself. Like I said before in the broadcast, nobody else did this to me but me. I can't blame nobody else for what I've done, for what I caused against myself, but me. I told God this other night that even after myself in things I should not be put myself into, I thank you for getting me out of it. And this is a great joy, a great feeling to have when you know that you're in a situation with God. Peter said this. I'm going to give you a remake of this. When Peter was in the boat with his boys, they saw Jesus walking on the water. the boys in the boat told him, you better not go out there, Peter. Naysayers. I wouldn't do this without you, Peter. Naysayers. Man, I wouldn't pass for that job, man. You ain't qualified to get that job. But I owe you, naysayers. But I wouldn't apply for that car, man. Your credit ain't that good. Naysayers. Man, don't you stay in that apartment, man? You've been living in the apartment for I don't know how many years, man. The house is gonna be more costly, man. You wanna do all this season stuff. Naysayers. Man, I wouldn't hook up with that girl or guy. They look crazy. I don't know about that one. That's Jesus' own. Get the last of Jesus. Hey, man, this is the last of Jesus. You mean God. Hey, the saint, put the wit, because people out here are not wrapped too tight. That's all I'm saying. But do it by putting God first. Discernment. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, the discernment. But you got to do what God called us to do, called you to do. He is awesome. The lady says I got a minute left, but that's not true. I got a whole 15 minutes left, but I probably just killed 5 minutes of it turning our song. And, call a day. But I thank y'all for listening, either live or archive. I had a lot on my mind today. Actually, this is the tip of the iceberg. I got so much more to say. But I'll do that when God says the time. But this weekend, Saturday the 18th at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, I will be having the honor to have a guest preacher, Pastor Cornelius F. Warren from, Lord, where is he from? Wherever the 919 area code is, that's where he's from. Preach on the show, my show, this week. And he is so, North Carolina, thank you. He is a pastor. He is, I read his bio. He's a wonderful man of God, and I'm not sure before. He did an awesome job by, I say, man, just let God use you and what he wants you to say. I am out of it. You have the floor. And he blessed the congregation. He blessed the airways tough. And I said, man, can you come back and do it again? And he's agreed to do it this weekend on the 18th, which is at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please come in and hear what this man of God has to say. Come in and just sit down, drink a little coffee or tea, and just chill out and hear what God has to say. It is a man of God, the best of God, and we're going to let God do what he do best. So if you can't come in live, hey, that's okay. You can catch it on the archive. But this man is powerful. I have the pleasure of knowing him on LinkedIn for quite some time, and I just had to ask him, and he didn't have to do it. Hey, man, can you come to my show? And he said yes. Thank God for that. But, yep. So I'm going to play one more song and we're going to call it a day. My voice just cracked. So. Thank you.
you say.